Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a special holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're awaiting Christmas and Hanukkah simultaneously, and then we swing into the New Year's. And this will be the last broadcast of Intelligent Medicine prior to 2017 because, well, they won't let me in the studio on New Year's weekend because they say, go home, do something. Enjoy yourself. Relax. But this is precisely what I enjoy doing on weekends, and I love being with you, sharing vital health information. So we'll do it one more time for 2016. And today you can call us at 888-302-3684 as usual and weigh in with your questions or health concerns. We'd love to hear from you this hour, but we got lots to talk about. And I'll start out with talking about running because, well, Christmas Day tomorrow, weather in New York prediction is that it'll be in the 40s, but at least dry. Today is kind of wet and gloomy, but there's nothing more triumphal for me than a Christmas Day or a New Year's Day run because we're pushing back against the elements instead of being daunted by the cold temperatures and the inclement weather outside. It's great to get out on a holiday. And the gym's closed anyway, so you can't run indoors on a treadmill. So that's part of my Christmas Day plans, Hanukkah Day plans for tomorrow. According to a new study, running may be useful for your brain. And, you know, we talked about the brain-exercise connection is that, well, you think that guys hang out in the gym, just a bunch of muscle heads. Well, indeed they are because they're increasing the muscles in their brain. Well, there are no muscles in the brain, just neurons, nerve cells. But you actually hook up nerve cells in your brain more effectively when you do exercise than if you're sedentary. But researchers have demonstrated that running is particularly helpful for hooking up parts of the brain which are associated with higher level thinking. Now, this is something that's kind of revolutionary because you would think that things that require a lot of coordination, such as sports, say tennis, these would be the things that actually help the brain function better. Maybe gymnastics, maybe yoga. But running is just something we inherently do, right? You know, we learn as little kids to start toddling and then running, and it's no big deal. But researchers at the University of Arizona first suspected that running might, in fact, be intellectually demanding and could affect thinking patterns in people who run with a carryover even when they're not running. So they took a small sample, 11 competitive collegiate male runners, and another 11 young men who said that they had not exercised in the past year. And they then put each of them in an MRI scanner while the machine measured levels of activity in their brains. And what they found was quite interesting. They were interested in any coordinated activity between different parts of the brain that lit up with what's called synchronized activation. That's thought to indicate that parts of the brain have developed connections, even if they're physically separated from one another. But you know, the more connectivity your brain has, the more likely you will be capable of higher levels of thought and mental performance. And indeed, it turned out that the runners' brains displayed a number of different connections that the brains of the sedentary young men didn't have. And those connections involved areas of the brain needed for higher level thought. In particular, the scientists noted more connectivity in the runners than in the inactive men between parts of the brain that aid in working memory, multitasking, attention, decision making. and the process of sorting out visual and other sensory information. So there was less activity among the runners in the part of the brain that tends to indicate lack of focus and mind wandering. Well, you know, it's all about mindfulness. And one thing about running, particularly, you know, something like trail running, maybe running on a track, less demanding, but running on a trail or running on an urban trail, like here in New York, where you have to dodge potholes and oncoming cars on your way to a nice running path, this may involve a certain type of brain work that helps build connectivity among different parts of your brain. And it's actually one of the reasons that I continue to exercise. It's all about my body in some ways, but it's also all about my brain, my ability to maintain focus and concentration, and the verbal performance that helps impart health information to you. Because talking, in some ways, is not unlike running. It's putting words together one word at a time, but it's an act of coordination. And running and other types of physical activity help me better coordinate the activities of my brain to make it a better tool for imparting information to you and my patients and in my writing. And I find it helpful. And, you know, that's why I'm a big running advocate. And maybe, just maybe, if it's not too cold tomorrow, you can strap on some running shoes and take a little run and thereby help your heart, your lungs, your muscles, but also that very important muscle between your ears, your brain. 888-302-3684 is our number. And here's an item that I want to share with you, because this is from one of our sponsors who has supported Intelligent Medicine for many, many years. And I want to give them a nod because it's a product that I thoroughly believe in. I take this product daily, and I've also done due diligence to find research that shows that it's clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. Of course, it's ProPax with that special ingredient NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. They make a supplement, ProPax, which incorporates NT factor, but ProPax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT factor. I call it a one-stop shop for your nutritional needs. They're all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. ProPax with NT factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And there are clinical trials, I've seen them, that show ProPax reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. As I said, I've been taking it for years, and I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. And with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. So to order, call 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Once again, that number, 800-982-9158 for ProPax with NT Factor. And please get it. Help to support our sponsors, which enable us to continue bringing this free resource to you. All right. We'll take a break now. When we return, we're going to talk about a new downside to those powerful acid-blocking medications that so many Americans have been encouraged to use and are now permanently hooked on. Medications, the PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant, Hospital and university studies show that Kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoppen with you for one final broadcast before we reach year's end of 2016. But what we've done is we've compiled some of the best podcasts of 2016. You can go to drhoffman.com and you can find my listing of the top 10 podcasts of 2016. We've got four additional podcasts every week besides this broadcast. It's a wealth of information that you can tap into. So we've got a little extra time this holiday season, maybe a little boredom will set in. Check out our top 10 podcasts of 2016. There's some real goodies there. Erwin from Florida, welcome. How you doing?
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Well, you're already in Florida, so you're doing good.
I'm a 90-year-old retired person.
You're doing good. What's the weather like down there?
LOSARTAN. 50
Loratadine.
Milligrams,
yeah,
to protect my kidney.
Okay.
And I want to know, I take supplements that have magnesium in it, and I heard that that may affect adversely the kidney.
Is that okay? So let me comment on that, Erwin. I don't know, maybe you didn't hear me when in the talk back, but now you can listen. Magnesium is something that if you've got severe kidney problems, you have to avoid taking lots of magnesium. So I hesitate to tell you, you know, go ahead and take magnesium because on the basis of the little that I know about you, sometimes 90-year-olds have a reduction in kidney function. And you are taking a medication to protect your kidneys, but it's a medication that's commonly used not just in 90-year-olds but in 60-year-olds because it'll control blood pressure and it also helps to reduce the risk that your kidneys are going to deteriorate. So I wouldn't say that magnesium is absolutely contraindicated for you. And in fact, you probably could take a moderate dose of magnesium because magnesium is so beneficial, and it's beneficial for a lot of things that 90-year-olds suffer from, like high blood pressure and coronary artery disease risk and low energy. In fact, I have in front of me a science story about magnesium. It's a big story because researchers have determined that magnesium can dramatically reduce the risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease, according to new studies. And it can be dietary magnesium. This particular study looks at the Mediterranean diet. And, you know, we tend to think of the Mediterranean diet as a real model for optimal eating. And why is that? Well, it's got omega-3s from fish. And it's got polyphenols from spices and from olive oil and fresh fruit. And it also has a relatively low glycemic index because the food's not refined. There's not a lot of refined grains. There are some grains included in it. But many of the starch calories come from beans, which release the sugar more slowly and don't impact insulin levels, don't create as much insulin resistance. So it's a beneficial diet. But one feature of the Mediterranean diet is it's very rich in magnesium. Why? Because lots of magnesium can be found in leafy greens, nuts, and fish. And so what they've determined is that another reason why the Mediterranean diet is so good for you is because it's rich in magnesium. And magnesium imparts many cardiovascular benefits, including blood pressure optimization, reduction in the risk of heart attacks and arrhythmias, strokes, and it turns out that magnesium is essential for preventing diabetes. So my advice to you, Erwin, is unless you've been told that you have elevated magnesium levels or you're really in kidney failure, which it doesn't sound like you are, you can take some magnesium. And a good type of magnesium to take if you're concerned about blood pressure is magnesium taurate. You might take one or two capsules daily, and you'll do very well with that. You should be fine. Okay. Speaking of blood pressure, this is on point. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got exciting news for you and Erwin about a new effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus, and we've been talking about it for a long time here on Intelligent Medicine. Many of my patients are using it. Many listeners are adopting it. It's a new natural medical innovation, and it's the real deal. It really works, and the research on it is very compelling. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And you use it once a day for just 12 minutes as part of an ongoing program. You do it for several months, and I'm pretty sure you're going to see some good results on your blood pressure. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So to find out more, please go to TryZonaNow.com. That's TryZonaNow. I'm sorry, TryZona.com. Forget the now part. TryZona.com. Or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or TryZona.com. We'll be right back with more health information. And your phone calls, 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And you can call us 888-302-3684 is our number. Some people have availed themselves of the opportunity this busy day for some people before the holidays. But for some people, it's chill time, the time where you can listen to this program and you can use your fingers to dial. Call us with a question. 888-302-3684 is our number. This item is something that, I always love it when articles confirm that something that I do actually may be beneficial for me. And I just do it because it feels good, like eating chocolate, chocolate turns out beneficial. Yay. Hooray for chocolate. This time of year, a lot of people like to go into the sauna and sweat. Because it's just so cold and oppressive out there, and it's cheaper than buying a plane ticket to Arizona or Florida or the Caribbean is to just go to the gym or the club and sit in the sauna, the steam room. And this study comes to us from the home of saunas, which is Finland. And it may be kind of chauvinistic of the Finns to write this article that suggests that one of their national pastimes has health benefits. It's kind of like a study on the benefits of red wine that comes from the University of Bordeaux, or the benefits of soy that comes from Beijing University. or the benefits of beer that comes from the University of Leuven in Belgium, or the benefits of cheese that comes from a university in Holland. But here it is. It's from the University of Eastern Finland, where the nights are long and the temperatures are cold. Frequent sauna bathing may reduce the risk of dementia. How about that? Suggests a recent study in Finland. A 20-year follow-up, men taking a sauna 4 to 7 times a week. That's a lot of sauna. We're 66% less likely to be diagnosed with dementia than those taking a sauna once a week. So they note the association, a very strong association. The risk of any form of dementia was 66% lower, and the risk of Alzheimer's disease 65% lower. That's awesome. That's a huge benefit. According to Professor Jari Laukkanen, I'm having trouble with that name, the study leader, sauna bathing may protect both the heart and memory to some extent via similar poorly known mechanisms. What are those mechanisms? Well, it is known that cardiovascular health affects the brain as well, and the sense of well-being and relaxation experienced during sauna bathing may also play a role. I have a theory, is that sometimes I use my blood pressure tracker. It's on a little wrist device, and I don't take it off when I go into the sauna or the steam room. Now, I do that at the risk that the thing is going to malfunction or melt at the high temperatures, but so far, so good. And what I notice is, and you can do this without a device, of course, you can check your pulse and wrist or on your neck on your own, but you got to have a clock or a timer, so you still have to wear something. That I notice my pulse goes up when I sit in the sauna. Normally, my pulse is rather low. I'm athletic, so my pulse at rest is sometimes in the 50s, sometimes as low as the high 40s. But usually not above 60. But when I go in the sauna, and particularly I sit there for a long time, or the steam room, and the temperature gets very hot, and it gets all just to the point where it's almost unbearable, my body's air conditioning system goes into high gear. And that puts a little bit of a strain on your cardiovascular system. That's why people who are at high risk for a heart attack are told to avoid saunas. People on lots of heart medication are told to avoid saunas because also, some of these medications impair your ability to sweat, and your body's cooling system is interfered with by some of these medications. But I notice that my pulse goes up. Sometimes it goes up into the 70s, high 70s, and it suggests that it's kind of a mini cardiovascular workout. And maybe, just maybe, that's good for the heart, and it's good, in turn, for brain circulation. But, boy, oh boy, that kind of protection cannot be achieved with any medication that I know of, and so that's a pretty exciting result. I'm headed for the sauna later this cold holiday weekend. Spend some quality time there sweating off toxins. Okay, this one, yet another nail in the coffin of proton pump inhibitor drugs. Those would be things like Protonix, medications that are used for heartburn and overprescribed, in my opinion. Many patients can't get off these medications because you get hooked. There's a rebound hyperacidity when you try to stop. So we know that they're associated with higher risk for heart disease and stroke. That just came out. Certainly irritable bowel syndrome can be more pronounced, higher risk of pneumonia, higher risk of C. difficile diarrhea, and on and on. Many negative consequences. Osteoporosis is one of them. Iron deficiency anemia, magnesium deficiency. These medications make it hard to absorb nutrients. But here's a new consequence. Something as seemingly harmless as a heartburn pill could lead cancer patients to take a turn for the worse. It's not all cancer patients, but it's cancer patients who take a specific drug. It's capecitabine. It's a type of chemo usually prescribed to patients with gastrointestinal cancers, stomach cancer, rectal cancer, colon cancer. Common brands Nexium, Prevacid, Protonix. And it turns out that there is interference with the efficacy of this chemo drug. Patients who took PPIs while on this chemo medication had a decreased chance of being cured of their colorectal cancer. So hopefully doctors are cognizant of this and will either attempt to get patients off the PPIs before prescribing this medication or prescribe an alternate form of chemo when it's indicated if a patient is reliant on a proton pump inhibitor. The information just comes in almost on a weekly basis about the potential negative consequences of these meds. Okay. This item refers to social media and the ways that we get hooked on social media platforms. Many of us are active on Facebook and Twitter, and there's Instagram. And then there's some of the things that the kids use that I don't even know about. Snapchat, Vine, you name it. I don't even know about some of these things, and they're proliferating. They did a study, and what they found was quite interesting. There is a direct linear correlation between scores for depression and anxiety and the number of social media platforms that you participate in. Increased time spent on social media has been associated with depression and anxiety. But, so we know, the more time you spend, you spend half your time on social media, you're virtually guaranteed to be depressed and anxious. Okay, well, is it correlation or causation? Maybe because you're depressed and anxious, you don't have a real life, and you spend a lot of time on vicarious experiences of others. Okay, you don't, get a life, don't sit around and watch life go by in an artificial medium. But what they didn't know is if using multiple social media platforms increases the risk. So they looked at young adults, that's a population risk, age 19 to 32. And what they found is that those who used multiple social media platforms, check this out, they used 7 to 11 social media platforms. I don't even know 7 to 11 social media platforms existed. But those who do had a threefold risk of anxiety or depression when using multiple social media platforms. So clearly that's a form of addiction, and we literally need to wean ourselves from all that social media. And we can spend some time, constructive time. I encourage you, while I'm at it, let me encourage you to go to drhoffman.com. That's not social media. That's a website. That's specific. But you can go to Facebook, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. But limit it, because you spend too much time on the internet following other people's activities, and you're going to lose your peace of mind, according to studies. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll take some phone calls momentarily when we return here on Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we've got callers. Nancy from New Jersey, how you doing?
Oh, Doctor, hi.
Hi.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. I'm calling because my ears shot out of my head when I heard you mention PPIs, because just recently I saw an ambulance chaser ad on late night TV advising people that if they'd been diagnosed with chronic kidney failure and they had a history of taking PPIs, call this practice. You've probably spoken of this before, but I've had trouble catching up with you.
Right, but that's great. You know, you really caught me on the one thing that I didn't mention among the consequences of taking PPIs, which is that they can increase the risk for kidney disease. Now, let's comment a little bit on this ambulance chasing phenomenon, as you call it, appropriately, because what these attorneys are doing is whenever a drug is associated with a side effect, and virtually every drug has dozens and dozens of side effects, is that they troll the public for people who have come to harm. And then they're going to test a legal theory, which is that they're going to bring this to court, possibly in a class action suit, against the drug manufacturer. Because, you know, guess what? Every year, tons of people develop kidney disease and have to go on dialysis or end up requiring kidney transplants. And, you know, because of the prevalence of use of PPIs, a fairly high percentage of them will be on PPIs. And so they're going to test this hypothesis. They're going to get a bunch of people together and say, hey, you know, I heard your ad, and I'm on PPIs, and I went into kidney failure, and I need somebody. Who's responsible? Somebody's got to be responsible for this. And so they go to court, and they try to prove this legal theory, which is going to be difficult to prove because, you know, as I see it, it's very likely that the proton pump inhibitors may be implicated. They have been shown to increase the risk of stroke, of heart disease. These are circulatory problems. The kidneys are part of the circulatory system. They filter the blood. And so it's very likely that the kidneys could be a target for the PPIs. But the studies that just came out this year in Journal of the American Medical Association say explicitly, we note that our study is observational and does not provide evidence of causality. However, they say that it could be that PPIs cause the kidney failure. They say that more than 15 million Americans used prescription PPIs in 2013, there's a skyrocketing incidence of kidney failure. Now, there's a lot of things that are causing kidney failure, including the use of over-the-counter pain medication. You know, just taking too many Advils can lead to kidney failure, too. So you get a perfect storm. You get people who are older, poor diets, multiple medications. They have high blood pressure and diabetes. They take PPIs. They take too many painkillers because they're arthritic. And boom, they've got kidney failure. And so, you know, it's going to be tough to prove that in a court of law and make a lot of money for the attorneys. The plaintiffs probably are going to take home a couple of grand. The attorneys are hoping to come away with a couple of million on a case like this at the very least. And that's why they run those TV ads. It's worth the effort to get the word out. And hey, bottom line, it's best to not depend on medication. What do you think, Nancy?
Well, as someone who has taken quite a bit in her time and who really was prescribed NSAIDs right at the time that they came out over the counter and was given them, I have lupus, and so I took them daily.
Well, you're a special case in terms of kidney failure because, you know, already, lupus patients are at high risk for kidney problems. That's, you know, you have lupus nephritis.
Oh,
but the problem is when you take a lot of NSAIDs, you get ulcers, and then they give you PPIs, and, you know, that's double trouble.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It's awful, and my husband has a different kind of kidney problem, and we've been seeing a nephrologist, and he has patients who took over-the-counter NSAIDs for, sometimes 6 years or so, but daily.
Every day.
And they're on dialysis.
Yeah.
It affects everyone differently, and people think it's something benign to take at night before they go to bed because they have aches and pains.
Yeah. It's part of your daily routine. Just pop those pills. Hey, I want to thank you for calling, and, you know, I'm sorry you're having health problems, but, you know, look, what your call illustrates is that in America, we have something which I've called Jurassic Park medicine. You remember the movie Jurassic Park where they thought, sure. Well, you know, it's all going to be fine. You know, we have all these safety checks in place and you can just watch those nice dinosaurs. And well, then all hell breaks loose because there's
oh,
too
much. Oh, God,
you
know, you're not,
it's not
kidding.
Nice to, it's not nice to mess with Mother Nature. And that's what we're doing on a wholesale basis.
I do like CoQ10. That's what you said was good for kidneys. So
absolutely will be helpful.
Very
all right, look,
good.
All the best to you for the holidays, and thanks for listening. You know, at least by listening to this program, you can minimize some of the damage that can be done, even though you have an underlying condition. Lupus is something which you know, responds well to nutritional support and the right kind of dietary approach. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right, we're winding down on today's broadcast, and I just wanted to say a few words because this is the last broadcast of 2016. And they're not letting me in the studio next week because they said, go home, rest, relax, do something. We don't want you. We're running a skeleton crew at Radio America where we broadcast from. But I want to say a big thank you to you, our listeners, people who have subscribed to our newsletter, people who listen to our podcast. We now have 3.5 million downloads, and we're very proud about that. There's lots of resources here, and you know, I really enjoy doing this. And it's thanks to you and our sponsors that we're able to do this year in and year out. It's been, 27 years that I've been broadcasting, and I really enjoy the communication process. It's a great privilege to get in front of this microphone to share vital health information with you, and I hope that it's beneficial and inspiring. It's certainly something that's a labor of love for me, so... thanks to all of you. I want to wish you and your families a very happy holiday. And it's quiet time over Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's. And maybe that's a time where you can go to drhoffman.com, check out some of this year's excellent podcasts and articles and catch up, and subscribe to our newsletter. Make sure that you get the latest news in your inbox every week. And support our sponsors. Go to our dispensary at drhoffman.com. Look at some of the great supplements that we feature there, because it's your support that helps keep this program on the air as a free resource to you. Thanks a lot. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday and a wonderful new year. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine for 2016.